I am Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Occupy Albany was removed from its location near the Capitol on Thursday as its permit ran out. Police arrested and pepper-sprayed protesters. Fox 23 News in Albany reports, quote, "Earlier in the day, the Albany Police and Department of General Services workers broke up the encampment, taking down all the tents that had littered the park for the past several months. After that happened, hundreds of protesters uprooted one final trademark Occupy Albany information tent intact and paraded it around the city for hours. Protesters brought that tent back to Academy Park, set it down for a minute, and then grabbed it back up while chanting in an attempt to continue parading the yellow barn-like tent around the city. Then, without warning, protesters say Albany police began to block the large group from moving the tent back off the Academy Park property and onto the city streets. In an instant, the peaceful protest turned into chaos, fear and violence as protesters began screaming and yelling, pushing and shoving. Within moments, a cloud of pepper spray filled the air, and that's when the real panic set in. With his eyes closed due to intense burning, Occupy protester Bradley Russell said, quote, "There was an officer, a mounted policeman on a horse, literally riding through the crowd, just spraying, pepper spraying indiscriminately anybody who was in the crowd in front of him. It was completely flagrant. Hillary Hawk in the Ravenna News Herald reports that an environmental consultant for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation told Town of Coyman's Highway Superintendent Albert Deering the town can't clean out the Hanacroy Creek without the proper permits. In 2007, after flooding, Coyman's won a remediation project grant for the creek that would remove trees and debris from the creek, but has never applied for the proper permits. Now, after more flooding from storms associated with Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee, folks who live off the creek are complaining the work has not been done. Quote, even if the town had spent the money on the creek remediation, it might not have withstood the 2011 storm, and there is no assurance it would have worked, unquote, DEC environmentalist analyst Andy Marcuccio told Hawk. At the end of the story, Hawk finally reveals, quote, in a further development, DEC regional citizen participation specialist Rick Gorgeson said during a DEC staff meeting with town officials on Friday, December 16th, several trees and piles of debris had been flagged and approved for removal. The DEC extended verbal confirmation of the permit on Monday and will mail copies of the permit as well. Doran Tyler Antrim in the Daily Mail reports that New York Spring Water, a bottled water company in Halcott, is getting a $100,000 loan and grant package for new machinery and equipment and will add a third shift, according to the Greene County Department of Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning. The expansion creates 23 new jobs in manufacturing, shipping, and sales for the largest manufacturer within the Catskill Park in Greene County. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Congressional Republicans came around to local Representative Chris Gibson's way of thinking and extended the payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits. Previously, all House Republicans except the Kinderhook Republican and six others voted against a similar proposal. Gibson still is unsatisfied with the measure. Quote, as the president and leaders of both parties in the House and Senate have previously stated, we need an agreement to extend the payroll tax cut for at least a year. In the House, I voted for a comprehensive bill that did just that and reformed and extended unemployment insurance while fixing the reimbursement rate for Medicare providers. I was disappointed that the Senate chose a 60-day measure instead, but I believe it is the right course of action to enact this stopgap measure to ensure hardworking American families do not see a tax increase on January 1st. The Wyndham Theater closed since last August due to flooding from the storms associated with Hurricane Irene, reopens this weekend according to their Facebook page. Mission Impossible, The Adventures of Tintin, and Sherlock Holmes are the three movies playing this weekend according to the theater's webpage, and the laundromat attached to the theater will reopen in February with all new machines. Catamount Ski in Columbia County opened last weekend and will be back open this weekend in Hillsdale with 8 inches to 20-inch snow base on 15 trails with 4 lifts. On Wyndham Mountain's second weekend open, more than 200 Santas on skis raised more than $2,000 for the local food pantry at Hope Restoration Church in Wyndham on Sunday, December 18th. This weekend, Wyndham Mountain is back open. It has a snow base of between 6 and 25 inches on 14 trails with 3 lifts open. Hunter Mountain has up to 44 inches of mostly artificial snow on 23 trails with 5 lifts. Today is Friday, December 23rd, and the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for western Greene County on Friday morning. National Weather Service says rain overnight turned to snow on the mountain in Greene County early Friday morning. There will be patchy fog in the morning with a low around 31. Total nighttime snow accumulation in higher elevations, mostly in Greene County, 2 to 4 inches. Are possible. Friday, rain in most areas and snow in higher elevations before 1 p.m. with a high near 34. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 14, and the weekend forecast. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 30. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 33. And Monday, partly sunny with a high near 31. Sun rises at 7:17, sets at 4:32, and the moon rises at 6:05 a.m. and sets at 3:39 in the afternoon. And tune in to guest DJ Tony Fallon tonight. Tony Fallon, who hosts The Irish Show Sundays at 8 p.m. on WGXC, plays another holiday set tonight from 7 until 9:30 on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra.